Intermountain Baby Food Cartel, the world's largest packager of mushed-up vegetables for your little one, presents another session of courtroom drama starring Lupus Bartlow, Counselor at Law. As our scene opens today, Lupus Bartlow is trying to gain acquittal for his lovely client, Marlo Binklow. Marlo stands accused of murdering his or her ne'er-do-well husband, Harlow Binklow. Lupus Bartlow remains convinced of her innocence. Still, the prosecution has built a strong case, and the outcome remains in doubt as Lupus Bartlow confers in the courtroom with his boyish associate, Todd Burklow.
I'm afraid the outcome of this case remains in doubt, Todd. I'm convinced of Marlowe's innocence, but I can't prove that she was incapable of committing the crime unless I put her on the stand.
Well, it seems risky, Lupus. The prosecutor will certainly try to tear down her alibi on cross-examination.
Yes, but it won't do him any good. With Marlowe's testimony, I can prove that she could never have killed her husband. Your Honor, the defense calls Marlowe Binklow to the stand.
Marlowe Binklow to the stand.
You swear to tell the truth, so help you?
Yes, I do.
Now, Mrs. Binklow, the prosecution is making the ridiculous charge that it was you who shot your husband with a large double-barrel shotgun on the night of November 14th. But isn't it true that you were actually visiting relatives in a distant city on that date?
Well, the city isn't terribly distant. I suppose I could easily have driven home and shot Harlow and then driven back before anybody missed me.
Yes, in theory, I suppose that might be possible. But, of course, your husband's guns were all in a locked case, and you didn't have the key.
Objection! That hasn't been established.
Overruled.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Apparently, my learned colleague is upset about that evidence, so let's clarify it for him. Mrs. Binklow, isn't it true that you had no key to the case while your husband kept his guns?
Yes, that's true. Of course, the murder weapon was too large to fit into the case, so Harlow just kept it leaning against the wall in his den.
Very good. You've raised an important point there, Mrs. Binklow. You're a rather small woman, and yet you say the murder weapon was large and heavy. I doubt that you could even lift it.
Well, I used to pick it up to dust under it, if that's what you mean.
No, that's not what I mean, Mrs. Binklow. I'm speaking of a tiny person like yourself raising a large shotgun clear to her shoulder and then firing it.
Well, the jury would just have to make a guess on whether I could do that.
Not necessarily. I have here Exhibit A, which has been identified as the murder weapon. Now, Mrs. Binklow, I want you to step down here and try as hard as you can to lift this weapon to your shoulder.
You mean like this?
Yes, but you're having trouble holding it steady, even with both hands. Yet, you'd need one hand free to pull the trigger.
Well, I've seen Harlow brace himself like this, and then I put your trigger finger here, and then he,
Well, maybe it is remotely possible, but that doesn't mean it happened. Your Honor, no more witnesses. The defense rests.
And so once again, justice prevails, thanks to the shrewdness and the cunning of the experienced defense attorney. Join us again soon when the Intermountain Baby Food Cartel, the world's largest packager of mushed-up vegetables for your little one, will present more courtroom drama starring Lupus Bartlow, Counselor at Law.